Justin Fluke back with you. Care Coaches Insight continues, talking Atchison High girls basketball with head coach Nick Rebant. And Coach, you might be about the only team in Northeast Kansas. We're talking, I don't know, 30-some coaches again this week on the MSC Sports Radio Network, and I think all of them have maybe had at least one game, but unfortunately for your team, you still haven't played since December 19th. So it's been crazy, and obviously the weather and things we can't control, but I'm sure the girls and you very antsy to find a way to get back on the court, even if it's some practice time right now, huh?
Oh, no doubt. And then practices, the girls are starting to drag a little bit. It's hard to just continue to practice, and not have a game afterwards, because that's what you're here for. They're doing a good job of staying mentally locked in, though. We're just ready to go.
AHI girls are 3-3 on the season, and you're going to play Thursday and Friday, and then three games in the JCN tournament next week. So it's about to flip-flop to all games and no rest. Let's talk about, I guess, Jeff West on Thursday, and then your makeup at Highland Park on Friday. So you expect a little bit of rest, or how do you approach these first couple games just with not having a lot of game action to build off of lately?
But, yeah, we just go in and play as we can. I'm sure that the rotations are going to be a little different. You know, just being in a game, you get a little more tired, that adrenaline's there, and just being able to react to that. So, you know, our rotation's probably going to be a little different, but hopefully closer to what we want them to be.
Next week you'll be at Jeff County North. How do you approach the midseason tournament? I know you've been in a few different midseason tournaments. You used to go to the Hiawatha one and have seen different competition and different ones. This GCN tournament I'm looking at looks pretty good. What do you hope to gain out of a midseason tournament in Jeff County North next week?
Sure, you know, it's fun to get out of our league games and come play some other competition, local competition, and just kind of see where we stack up. It gives us an opportunity to run some different things, get some different looks from some good teams, and just really prepare us for postseason.
You won your final two games there in December before the break. I'm sure you'd love to come out and try to find some confidence, because I think as we talked a couple weeks ago, you felt like the girls were playing pretty well. Is that key, I guess, maybe just kind of find early rhythm and get some confidence back for these girls with all these games now you have coming up?
Oh, sure, definitely, because it feels like last season when we got these wins.
Right.
So we're just ready to come out and try to, you know, like I tell them, it's new season, new year, new season. Let's come out and start one and just, you know, build off that positive vibes.
Well, it's been an interesting one to say the least, but hopefully you get the games in Thursday and Friday this week. We'll talk next week more during the JCN tournament. Coach Rebant, thanks for your time, and good luck getting back on the court.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amberwell Health presents our Atchison Phoenix Coaches Insight programs here on Care Radio.